Tanya Pomerantz, Lynn Thompson on Tanya's book launch day. It is Tuesday, November 15th, 2022, and we both have a copy of your book, Sex, Self-Esteem, and Sheer Stupidity, Surviving Your 20s and Beyond. Welcome, Tanya, to Living on Purpose and what's going on in your world.
Thanks so much. Very, very happy to be here with you, Lynn. Finally breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, congratulations. Joanne Savoy Malone introduced us about a year and a half ago, early 2021. And I think we both were pretty daunted for months looking at the plethora of material you had, wondering how on earth you were ever going to hone this down into a book. And it's in our hands now.
I know. I'm incredulous. It's a beautiful book. I love the book. I love the
Wow.
image. I love the cover. I love the cherries. I love the spine.
Yeah, and the sparkler. Oh, and a mention to your designer of your cover.
Yeah, Loretto Chain from Lola Designs here in Ottawa. Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
And of course, lots of congratulations as well to your publisher, Becky Norwood. I'm so glad to have introduced you of
Thank you.
Spotlight Publishing House. I mean, she brought it home, the whole business. Okay, so I met you a year and a half ago. However, you've been working on this material for how long?
Approximately 30 years. I started in my early 20s. So I was either 21 or 23 when I started writing.
Why did it take you this long?
I need another 30 years to talk about why it took me this long. There were challenges. There were a lot of challenges as the idea kind of developed into like a, yeah, I'm really going to do this. I can give you a few. Interested?
Yes, run them by me.
All right. One of the major ones was my family's level of privacy. I am the one, the only one in the family who shares. And I share a lot. And part of why I wanted to write this book, and probably all of why I wanted to write it, is to share the feelings that I felt. I wanted people to feel good enough. I feel that there's this epidemic of insecurity and inauthenticity exacerbated by social media and which I grateful, really grateful that I did not grow up in the age of social media because I think that would have just been a million times worse. So the privacy from my family, and then when I was able to figure out a way to get past that, then it was the Bruce Springsteen references. He is the soundtrack of my life. And I know that's such a trope, I guess, but it is the truth. Not a day goes by that I do not listen to at least one song of Bruce Springsteen. And he got me through really, really tough times in my life. And how do you write a book, involving his words, but you're not allowed to use the words? So at one point I was like, well, you know what? Language, screw it. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going. And if I get a cease and desist letter from him, well, then it means that I'm on his radar and good for me. And then just continuing to evolve, like I would share on Facebook, like, oh, I worked on my chapters today, or I changed the name of the book. Even that, it went from like good enough, you are enough. I think at one point it was launch your life. And then I was going to divide it into like the sex, self-esteem, and sheer stupidity as the first part of the 20s. And then jump into your future, keeping in mind the puddle jump coaching idea. And da 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 da, it just completely kept evolving. And I never ever thought it would happen, which I guess is not what you want somebody to say if they're being like motivational. But that's the honest truth. I never ever thought it would happen.
Well, now that it has, yeah, it has, Tanya. Well, what happens when you accomplish a dream? Like, this is a big deal, right? Because many people have a dream that is like, it feels unattainable. It feels like they'll be lucky to get anywhere close to it in their lifetime. So, are you too close to the completion of this dream to see what's on the other side of it?
I so don't want to say, oh, that's a great question. And what you're doing is buying yourself time. I don't know what the next part of life is going to hold. And I think that that is the joy, the mystery, the challenges. I did not know I was going to be here today, like last year at this time. This has helped me just confirm in me that my goal is to help other people reach their goals. So whether their goal is to figure out what they want to do after university, or figure out how to get through the whole menopausal insanity, or be able to follow their dreams and build it into existence, or construct it into existence. If I can do this after 30 years, listen, anybody can do anything. That's what I believe. And I'm the poster child of that. Like, never give up, never throw in the towel. Well, now I'm giving it to like sports analogies, and y'all know I'm not a sports person, but you know what I mean? Like, just keep going, keep going.
Well, so now you can become the poster child for what you do after a big dream is completed. Now you can start exploring that.
Yeah, and I was at the Value Village yesterday, and I bought this book about like a journal of success and what success looks to you. And I see some coaching, definitely. I'm told about motivational speaking. I don't know. I'd like to do an audio book of this because it really is, every word is from my heart, and it would feel very inauthentic if I had another person read it.
Yeah, that's a project in itself, for sure.
Hopefully, it'll be less than 30 years. I kid.
Let's say somebody wanted to write a book that they were afraid of hurting other people, right? This is a common thing that holds people back from writing a candid book, a tell-all kind of book. They're afraid of hurting people in their lives. So, what would you say to encourage people to go for it anyway, or how to do it?
What I did was I kept Googling. I would Google and I would, okay, well, this makes sense. Or, oh no, this wouldn't work in my situation. And I talk to people. I find people that know about things, and I ask them for their thoughts and opinions and ideas. And then I just kind of filter everything in my own brain and see how that works or would work. And then you keep trying until something sticks. And for me, it was the initials. The initials and removing enough, whatever the word is that I can't think of right now, information that would indicate who they are. And so if people that I don't know read this, they would have no clue who these people are. The people that I do know and who know me, yeah, they're going to have some idea about who people are, but it doesn't matter because they've known me through all of this.
Right. So they trust you. Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned the initials. I wanted to note that because I think that's awesome. Like, we've never met in person. I feel like we have. Apparently, you're taller than I realize.
I
and I would say that occasionally you've mentioned the person's actual full name. Like, I have no idea who you're talking about. They're initials to me. And I think that's really effective because it gets you off the hook. It protects their identity. As you say, you've changed some details. And also, it just makes it very open to the reader to just imagine, to not be hooked into even a name that might have an association for them.
That's right. That's a really good point. And that is another reason behind that, is that it is more relatable, because when you see M, but you read about the relationship, you read about the way I felt about it, then you're going to be like, oh my God, yeah, that reminds me, or that's exactly what happened to me. Yeah, there's all sorts of different facets of reasons why things were done.
Now, I know that you've had quite a bit of trepidation and nervousness about this book coming to the public view, and rightly so. I mean, you shared a lot, Tanya, and yet I think that you can feel encouraged that you're encouraging the reader, because for me, it's reminded me of a lot of things that I would much prefer to forget from my 20s. But just the fact that you have the courage to step out there and share a real variety of experiences that are unique to you, and yet there's a common thread, especially women of our particular decade of age
Our
connection,
vintage?
vintage.
Yes.
It's given me a different sense of permission to explore rather than just bury it or burn the journal pages, some of which I have, but I have recently seen some of those and it's going, oh my God, Lynn, like, I could go page for page for some of this with you.
One day, my friend,
Yeah.
I will be looking forward to that. You're a fantastic writer.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to say your comment about that's a great question is I used to think that was a good sign when somebody said that when I asked them a question, but I learned later that what they were really saying is, I wish I'd had more time to think about how I will answer that.
You know what? You do ask insightful questions. You've asked insightful questions this whole journey with me. And a lot of it was, why are you keeping this in here? Why is it there? Do you need this in there? Why? And you forced me to reflect on things. And I'm really grateful for the decisions that we made about what was not in. And I gotta say, there's part of me that just wants to look into those, was it 10,000 words that I took out?
More than that.
Yeah. They're somewhere on, a computer somewhere. I even found the little 3-inch floppy disk. Not that floppy, you know what I mean? I'd love to see what's on that. Oh my gosh, I would love to, but I don't know where you put that in anymore.
Well, it could be the seed of a new book. And the thing is that you make a good point about the evolution of a book, a tome, because you're evolving through it. I mean, you're talking about evolution from decades earlier, and at the same time, now you're evolving through the process of honing it down, like you have, and like we collaborated on. And congratulations on that, because it just goes to show you that, we're all evolving all the time. Even if we're looking back, we are in this moment all the time.
Yeah. And you ask about the potential for a new book idea. A gal's got to write, like it's got to come out. Now that I've gone through this and I've learned how to do things and how not to do things, the next book idea is absolutely there. And maybe some sex, self-esteem, and sheer stupidity surviving middle age and beyond. We'll figure that out. We'll see how this one is received. I heard something about how most published books or self-published books, I'm not sure, they sell like 250 copies on average. So, hey.
Yeah, well, you have a publisher behind you, though.
Yes, that is true. Even understanding these, like I listen to a lot of these podcasts now about publishing and marketing your book, and I had no idea. I thought it was just like, okay, you write it, boom, you put it into the world. But I have decided to make a conscious effort or decision to release this book and ultimately myself into the world with love and gratitude. It's not my place to have anybody, to think that, oh, people are going to hate it or people are going to like it or what. It's not mine to think anymore. It's there. And, it's been said before, like it's like birthing a baby. Well, Lord knows I have no idea about that. But, think about this. If I had birthed a baby, a human baby, when I was 21, this would be evolved into an adult person now. So when you're a parent, right, you just let your child do their thing and you hope for the best and you let them into the world. That's kind of what I've done. I've let it into the world. And Lynn, I freak myself out. Like if I'm watching TV or something and I see an Amazon thing and I'm like, oh my God, perfect strangers are going to be able to buy this book. They're going to be able to read about me and they're going to be able to relate and see themselves and understand that, oh my gosh, they are enough. And I got through this period with a devastating lack of self-esteem. To the point where it's not easy, but I can handle, this business and seeing myself on camera and stuff. I watch the times I've been on TV with my puddle jump coaching. I'm like, damn, why do you have to go with the profile? Like one day I just want to have a full-on frontal kind of thing, but I've gotten past it and I've understood the value that I have to the world, to different people, and we all have that sense of value. And my mission is to help other people see theirs. And whether they do it through my book, whether they do it through coaching, whether they do it through attending a motivational speech, if I ever do that, or if it's just a 5-minute conversation with me where they can find a sense of hope, a sense of purpose, and ultimately a sense of pride in who they are. That's what it's all about for me.
Sharing the joy, sharing the love, sharing the self-acceptance, right?
Yeah. And sharing the stupidity, which happens on a daily basis.
Well, it's not what happens, it's how you roll with it that really demonstrates too, right?
Exactly.
Tanya Pomerantz, congratulations again on your launch day for sex, self-esteem, and sheer stupidity.
Surviving your 20s and beyond.
And beyond. You have a conversation with Becky Norwood coming up today, and that's going to be really exciting to witness. And also, you have an in-person and virtual book launch on Thursday evening. And I hope to be there by Zoom or whatever you are able to set up, or I can help you. So
That would be
we can
lovely.
be in touch. Yeah, that'll be awesome. And I just congratulate you on, being in this amazing week of your life and sharing your life with us.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. I appreciate you in so many ways, on so many levels, and I am looking forward to reading your book. Huh?
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks, Lynn.